Our hero arrives at last at the gates of the ruined castle, stepping over the long fallen dead, not daring to stop. Heavy gates groan beneath their touch. The great courtyard stretches in front, ruined with neglect and decay and darkness. A lesser knight would turn back, but not you. So brave. Your gaze lifts up high above, higher. There, the tower above where your prize awaits. Your prize. The end of your mission and the completion of your oath. But something dangerous lingers there. Not in the tower, but here, in the back of your mind. That constant companion of yours these past few years, on the long journey through strange, unknown lands and through terrible, unknown dangers. Doubt. Doubt that you are ready. Doubt that you are strong enough, brave enough. That constant suspicion that you are not enough. You have come so far. You could turn back. All your companions have failed. Some lost, some gone, some turned back or returned home, recovering in peace, knowing that you alone will complete the quest. So relentless. And now the tower looms. The stairs wind high into darkness, and you march forward, past the ruins of things long dead, past shadow and memory and secrets you do not wish to hear. Your brow under that helm is sweaty, armored steps deliberate on the stone stairs. Grip firm on the hilt of your sword as you make the long walk upward. With each step, the air thickens with something richer underneath. You know what awaits you at the top. So determined. But your heart. Your heart betrays you. So fast and so loud. I can hear it beating from here. You could stop. You could pray. But no. You simply lower your head and keep walking until suddenly a wooden door stands before you. Not chained, not barred, simply closed, waiting. Open the door. Come to me, my knight. I am waiting. You hesitate. As you realize that this is it. Beyond this door is your destiny. Shoulders locked, jaw tight, hand twitching on your sword. Are you afraid? Are you trying so very hard to convince yourself that you are not? You expected a tomb. Cold stone and rotting corpses, the stench of death thick in the air. But no, you step into warmth, candlelight flickering against silk-draped walls, shadows that sway with the movement of something unseen. The air is thick with perfume, with steam rising from behind a sheer curtain, hanging in the center of the room. Do you dare peek beyond the veil? Oh, the way you stare. The way your breath hitches. Poor thing, so weary, so confused. I must be a disappointment. You came expecting a battle, and yet here I sit, unarmed, unclothed. Lower your blade, as if you could use it now. You have carried it long enough. Lay it aside, just for a moment. I will not hurt you. You hesitate. Of course you do. It's not in your nature to surrender. But there it is, the slow unclenching of your fist. Remove your helm, knight. That's better, isn't it? Let us speak face to face. This is an important moment between you and I, long before you ever drew a sword in my name. Before you ever swore yourself to my destruction, I knew of this moment. It was destiny. Come, help me from the bath. Do you see me now? Do you shy away from me? You fought so hard to reach me, and now you look away. Does it disgust you? Do you mourn the woman I used to be? No. You do not step back. You do not reach for your blade or turn to run. I have spent centuries waiting for this moment, waiting to stand before you. I am not embarrassed by it. There is still flesh here. And here. But my ribs lay exposed, hollow and bare, where once my heart beat strong. The flesh of my torso has turned to dust, leaving only white bone. This is who I am. This is what remains of me, my love. Hand me the rope. You felt that, didn't you? When your hand touched my skin, a pull towards one another, like we were meant to be, close like this. Give me your hand. You have always been strong, my love, but even the strongest cannot fight destiny. Here. Do you feel it? Under my ribs. So small, so fragile. Go on. You can hold it in the palm of your hand. If you were to close your fist, I think you could crush my heart without a second thought. I was meant to be alone. Do you understand that, my love? A lich is not meant for longing, for warmth, for touch. A lich is meant to rule, to linger, to endure without the burden of fleshly desire. But you have made a ruin of my ribs. I have spent centuries perfecting detachment, and yet, with a glance, with a heartbeat, you shattered my resolve. The first time I saw you, long ago, a scrying bull, a fleeting moment, and you, oh, you were magnificent. You were fire and fury. Light and steel. You were beautiful. And I was enthralled. In that moment when you removed your helm, I felt something stir. Here. In the hollow between my breasts, a long forgotten sensation, I felt my heart beat for the first time in centuries. It was thrilling. It was frightening. It was everything. That moment, that pang of mortality, I had forgotten. I've been chasing that feeling ever since. I wanted you to be mine. So I watched you, and I waited. I do not dream, my love, but I have thought of you every night since that night. And so now you see why I had to call you here. Why I sent every vision, every whisper, why I made sure that word of the prophecy of the hero would reach your lands. I wove your fate into mine. From that first moment that my dead heart stirred, I knew I would do anything to chase that feeling, to chase you. And I have, through years, through wars, through lifetimes, and now here you are. I have no kingdom, no empire, no army. I have only this small beating heart, this body. This desire, this longing I cannot silence. I want you to hold me. I am not supposed to feel this, but I do. I was never meant to want, but I ache. And you, my love, you have only ever been meant to fight. To stand against the darkness, to strike me down. Here you stand, in my arms. Tell me, what does that make you? A failure of your holy oath? A knight gone astray? Or simply mine? You swore to slay all evil, to destroy monsters. What am I if not a monster? If not a woman made unwhole, a queen and her chosen, a woman and her beloved? Come to my bed. Let me hold you as I have dreamed for lifetimes. Let me press you against silk instead of stone, against warmth instead of cold. Our story is already written, don't you see? All that remains is the ending. If you're ready, I'll help you from your armor. And from your clothes, let me undo you as you have undone me. So strong, my knight. And yet, when I touch you like this, you shudder. You who have faced horrors, who have cut through the darkness itself, you shiver beneath my hands. Yes, my love. Oh, yes. There. Let me see you. No armor, no steel between us, just flesh and bone and warmth. So beautiful. I had imagined, of course. I had dreamed of this moment, but no vision, no spell could have ever conjured the reality of you. Beneath my hands. Your body speaks louder than words, my love. the way you lean into my touch, the way your breath catches. Oh, I could lose myself in this. I wonder, have you ever been touched like this? Not in conquest, not in duty, but simply to be cherished. Has anyone traced their lips? Like this. Over your scars. Murmured prayers into your skin. Worshipped the very ground you walked. No. You do not have to answer me, my love. I can feel it in the way you shudder. No one has ever touched you like this. No one has ever known you like this. You're warm, burning beneath my touch. Oh, keep going. Your gentle fingers on my breast. Do you feel how cold my flesh is? Do you feel how I pull your heat into me? As if I could steal the very life from you. And yet, you do not pull away. No. You let me take from you. You let me have you. So giving. So generous with your warmth. Oh, your fingers pulling at my nipples, so warm, so eager. Do you feel it? The way my skin reacts to your touch, how it warms and softens and plumps up with need. My body, ruined though it may be, it still yearns. My fragile heart swells with fresh blood. Oh, touch me. Love, see me. Do not fear what I have become. This body is yours to worship, as yours is mine. Oh, yes. Yes, just like that. Let your hands roam. Feel me. Claim me. Claim me as I have claimed you. Trace the places where I remain whole, the soft curves, the delicate skin, and then move lower. Yes, my love. There, just like that. Oh, keep going, my brave knight. Feel the places where time has stolen from me, where I'm nothing but hollowed void and polished bone and longing. Oh, worship every inch. Make me remember what it is to be desired. I want to remember. Oh, your hand shakes as you stroke me. You're trying to be gentle, so careful, but you do not need to be. You cannot break me. You cannot hurt me. I want you to. I want to be broken by you. Do you understand? I want to feel you, every touch, every breath, every sinful press of your lips, stroke of your fingers. Do not hold back from me. Give yourself to me. Oh, yes. Oh, kiss my throat. Drag your lips down slowly, reverently. Worship me the way you have always feared to. Let your fingers explore. Tracing paths of devotion over my ruined form. And now, lower. Yes, my love. Yes. Just like that. I want to ride you, my brave knight. I want to climb you like a throne and sink into you. Oh. Oh, good. Oh, just like that. Oh, do you see? Do you feel how perfect you are beneath me? How easily you surrender when you allow yourself to feel. Let me guide you. Look up at me. Oh, oh, let me see your face. Do not shy away from me. Do not hide from me. There is no need for modesty. Not here. Not now. Let me map your body with my lips. Let me unravel you with my touch. I will take my time that I have fought for. I will savor you. I will make you mine. Oh, in ways no oath could ever undo. Lean into me. Lift your hips and move with me. You learn quickly. Such a devoted knight. I have waited lifetimes for this, for you. Yes. Yes, just like that. Oh, gods, let me feel you. Let me have you. You have already given me such pleasure. And now it is my turn to return the favor. Yes. Oh, you are exquisite like this. Lost in me, lost in us. Yes, my love. Yes, give in to me completely. Do you see it now? Do you feel what I have always known to be true? That you were made for me. As I was made for you. Yes, my love. Just like that. Let go. Give yourself to me. Let me take you beyond pleasure, beyond mortal limits. My love. Oh, just like that. Just like that. Keep going. My love. Let me show you what it means to belong utterly, completely. Yes, gods, yes. That feels so good. That feels heavenly. It feels good. Oh, you feel so good. I feel it, my love. I feel it. I feel my heart beating so fast and the heat and the taste of sweat. Oh, my dear sweet knight. Oh, I remember the feeling of the sun. Oh, yes, just like that. Oh, please don't stop. Stay with me, my love. Stay in this moment. I'm going to... Somewhere, nothing matters. Yes, my love. No, stay, don't pull away. Stay wrapped up with me. I don't want you to move just yet. Stay here in my arms. Let me hold you a little longer. You are mine now, and I am yours. No matter what you tell yourself when the sun rises. I wonder, will you regret this? In the morning, will you rise from my bed, don your armor, and pretend like this never happened? No? Tell me, my love, If you were to leave, if you were to reclaim your sword, would your hands not tremble as they grasped the hilt? Would you not look at me and long for this again? Oh, my love, say it again. Say you are mine. I have spent lifetimes waiting for you. I would burn the world before I would let you leave me now. Stay, my love. Let me hold you until the dawn comes. At least until then.